up when the next door neighbor's sleeping late on a weekend morn. Off to the station with my polka records, I'm what's known as a polka DJ. Turntables, telephones, earphones and microphones, this is a polka DJ. Requests and dedications, musical sensations, this is a polka DJ.
And here we go once again, time for another edition of Tim's Oompa Hour. It is your old-time oldie show, ready to go for another week. Glad you're along for all the fun and excitement. Yeah, I got a big old stack of records here. I got about an hour to see how many of them I can get played. So I'm going to get to work. All you have to do is sit back and enjoy, unless, of course, you feel like dancing or doing something else extra spunky while you're enjoying the show this week. By golly, you're certainly invited to do so. So let's get things rolling. I'll warn you right now, I've been to the garage. I've been pulling out records that haven't seen the light of day in a long, 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 long time. So let's find out what happened, shall we? Let's get it rolling with Kenny Bass and the orchestra. It's the One Potato, Two Potato Polka.
One potato, two potato polka.
Kenny Bass and the orchestra. He even yells one potato, two potato right at the beginning there. And hey, did you hear that little skip in there? See, you're not supposed to mention that. When it happens, they teach in radio school because most people didn't notice. But that was me. I kind of banged into something here in the studio and made the record skip. I was like, darn it. And, you know, a fancy guy would go back and start over and fix that. But, hey, this is live. We don't fix nothing here on the show. Glad you're with for another edition of the Oompa Hour. This one now, I've never had the Alaska Polka Chips on the show before. Found the record out in the garage. And I have them doing the Orange Blossom Special, which most people associate with a fiddle. And this, of course, is not a fiddle. But it is, in fact, it says on the record here that it is a terrific challenge for Marge's three-row button box. Are you ready to hear the Orange Blossom Special on a three-row button box? Of course you are. Here are the Alaska Polka Chips. We'll be right back. Man, I don't know about you, but my fingers kind of felt like they were in knots just listening to that. The Alaska Polka Chips there, and Orange Blossom Special on the three-row button box, by the way. Says so right on the record. Here on Tim Zumpa Hour, it is your old-time oldie show. Glad you're with us for another program here. And, of course, want to mention the World of Accordions Museum before I get too far into things here, because they're in Superior, Wisconsin. They have over 1,400 accordions and instruments of that type on display. And that is a lot of wind. I'm telling you what, might want to put them on your list of places that you want to visit because, hey, it's super groovy. You can check it out online even at worldofaccordions.org. You can see a bunch of pictures. You can read a lot of history and a lot of information about the place there. And, of course, you can just come and visit as yourself or with your family or with a group of people. That makes it kind of exciting, too. If you're going to show up with a bus, though, with like 64 people in it, they would appreciate a call beforehand, and they'll be happy to accommodate you and show you around the place. A lot of research material, a lot of educational things around there, gift shop, all that stuff. Check them out. Worldofaccordions.org is where they are on the interwebs. And, of course, with spring and summer coming up, they have a lot of activities scheduled over the the tourist season, the nice weather season up here in the North Country. Superior, Wisconsin, just over the bridge from Duluth here in Minnesota. Check them out. Worldofaccordions.org. All right. Got one for Lauren Lindvig on turntable number two, ready to go here. Have the Castle Rock Polka, actually. You probably recognize the name Lauren if you ever used to watch the Shmuleski Funtime TV show. Lauren was a regular on the show. And here's Lauren with the Castle Rock Polka. Thank you. Ah, there you have it, Lauren Lindvig there. That's the Castle Rock Polka. And this is Tim Zumpa Hour, your old-time oldie show. Glad you're with us for another show here on the radio. You know, we do this every week. This kind of silliness happens. And I do. I literally sit down here with a stack of polka records, and I play them for you for an hour. So, see, I get the fun of running two record players in here. So, yeah, that's the way the show works out for you. Got Bill's Polka Boys, who are in reality all grown-ups. Because it's the Red Beer Polka. There, the Red Beer Polka, and I'm familiar with the Red Solo Cups. I don't know about Red Beer, but anyway, Bill's Polka Boys here on Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldie show, back for another week, like happens every single week right here on the radio. Glad you're along for another one. How's the weather where you're at? Continuing to have unseasonably warm March weather here in northern Minnesota. Liking it, but confused by it. That's what I'll tell you. Here's Chuck Thiel and his Jolly Ramblers. Pretty sure this song's never been on the show before. Yeah, I mean, by other bands, yes, but I think first time for this tune by Chuck Thiel and the Jolly Ramblers. It's the No Beer Today Polka.
Afternoon, as I was driving through a town, and all I had to spend was a dollar. I went into a bar just to have a little drink or two, and you could hear the bartender holler, "No beer today, no beer today. You can't buy beer on Sunday. No beer today, no beer today. You've gotta
come around.
you go. Chuck Thiel and the Jolly Ramblers. No beer today, polka. I think I'm used to the Shemileski's version of that one because in their version, there's yelling in the background. You can't buy beer. I'm trying to remember where the yelling goes. I was doing it in my head while I was listening to this one. I was like, oh, these guys aren't yelling in the background. Anyway, there's Chuck Thiel and the Jolly Ramblers. Don't forget, we'll have the usual stuff in the show this week. Still got a lot. I mean, like hundreds of great old-time records on 78s that have long been lost, forgotten, and put away deep in the bowels of the record piles. So we'll have another 78, our shellac record for the week. We always do at least one polka off an old shellac record, so we got one of those coming up in the show. And, of course, always at least one waltz in every show. So waltzers, keep the faith. Your turn's coming up, all right? Albert Mikisch now in the orchestra. Here's the party polka.
Together, and I'll have a real good time. Let's dance the polka, twirling around the floor. We'll all clap our hands and shout for more, dancing the party polka.
Doing the party polka, Albert Mikisch and the orchestra here on Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old time oldie show, and I'm trying to figure out this next record here. Another survivor from the garage that I pulled out from last week. I have the George Stadjohar Orchestra, and that's not that unusual. This must have come from a guy's radio show. I don't know where this came from. It's got a sticker on the record here. And I wish the letters were bigger. George Petkovsek's 25th radio anniversary is what the sticker says here. Why can't I say that name? Petkovsek's. Yeah, that's it. 25th radio anniversary. My guess is the guy was doing a radio show and giving away records on his 25th anniversary. And this was one of the records from the show. That's my guess. And since this record's probably at least, well, there it is, 1974, says right on it. So that makes this 74, 84, 94, 2004, 2014. This is a 50-year-old record. My God, that makes me feel old. Anyway, it does. This is a 50-year-old record this year. Anyway, so this was Tony's 25th radio anniversary 50 years ago, give or take, according to the sticker on this record, which means he's 50 years older than he was when he gave away this record. Anyway, I don't know. It's like a little stroll down memory lane, and they're not my memories. But that sets us to play the Polka Down Memory Lane Polka, right? With the George Stadjahar Orchestra. Because that's what's on my turntable right now. Here we go. There, did you feel like you just polka'd down memory lane? I hope so, because that's the name of the song, George Stadjahar and the orchestra here on Tim's Oompa Hour. It is your old-time oldie show. Now, here's one doesn't come around very often, and they can't be doing that many records. I have Ken Powell and the Headliners on KP Records, which KP, Ken Powell, KP Records, it only makes sense. And the label literally looks like it was cranked out of somebody's typewriter and typed. I mean, and then printed that way. It's a very plain looking label, but it's a pretty darn good record. Here's the Walnutto Polka.
Like to go and get a song.
There you have it there. That is Ken Powell and the Headliners with the Walnutto Polka here on Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldie show. Glad you're with for another show, by the way. I'm trying to juggle a few extra records around. That's why they call this being a disc jockey. I am literally jockeying discs as we speak, because, as you know, everything on the show always comes to you from a phonograph record. Nothing digital, no CDs on the show. I was getting our 78 of the week ready, and I have a very nice-looking, excellent condition 78 that I want to play for the show today. And, in fact, I had set this aside weeks ago, and I pulled the record out of the sleeve, and I see it's busted. It's got a big crack on the side, goes from the edge of the record almost all the way to the hole in the middle. But you know what? I've learned from experience that if you put a record on the turntable and you line up the crack real careful, it'll sometimes still play okay. So I'm going to see if that works. And if it does, we have our official 78 of the week coming up here after we hear this next song. That'll give me time to check it out, be sure I can pull off playing this one. The record looks beautiful, but it's got a big crack in it, but I think I can save it. Well, I check that out. Here are the Jolly Brothers. It's the Apples, Peaches, Pumpkin Pie Polka.
Peaches, pumpkin pie, who's not ready, holler out. Who wants to play hide and seek? Everybody now, apples, peaches, pumpkin pie, who's not ready, holler out. Promise that you'll never peek. You ought to see my Susie, a pretty girl is she. She lives way down on the other side of town. She likes to play with her glass eye and chew her chewing gum. The nights when I come calling at her home, everybody. Apples, peaches, pumpkin pie, who's not ready, holler out. Who wants to play hide and seek? Apples, peaches, pumpkin pie, who's not ready, holler out. Promise that you'll never be. Pumpkin pie, oh, who's not ready, holler out. Who wants to play hide and seek? Apples, peaches, pumpkin pie, oh, who's not ready, holler out. Promise that you'll never be. She's fat, she's lazy, she's cockeyed and she's crazy. But she still means the whole wide world to me. Her paws deep, they rattle, she got bunions on her feet. And her arms and legs look like an apple tree. Everybody now, apples, peaches, pumpkin pie, oh, who's not ready, holler out. Who wants to play hide and seek? Apples, peaches, pumpkin pie, oh, who's not ready, holler out. Promise that you'll never be.
Jolly Brothers there, apples, peaches, pumpkin pie here on Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldies show. It just seems to me there are a lot of polkas out there where they're singing about their girlfriend, and she has a variety of problems, but she's still the best girl out there, and that's one of those records. I hadn't heard that one for quite some time, at least not that version. Anyway, there you have it right here at Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldies show. Don't forget now, if you have request, dedication, question, suggestion, Want to send me a recipe? I don't know. You can always get in touch with the Oompa Hour several ways. Probably the most reliable and the easiest and the one that'll get you the fastest reply is email, which is just oompahour@aol.com. You can also do the Facebook thing, facebook.com/Tim's Oompa Hour. Or the magic phone number that goes right into Oompa Hour World Headquarters is 218-259-2985. And you'll get an answering thingy. You can leave a message. And you can also text to that number. That's 218-259-2985. I've been reading that number now for 10 years, and I still have it written down in front of me because I can't remember it. Yikes. All right, I got our 78 ready to go, and it appears that the my plan has worked perfectly. This record is in excellent condition, except it's got about a 4-inch crack in it that starts at the edge and heads right for the hole in the middle. But I got around the turntable, and I got the crack lined up. And I listened to a little bit of it. I couldn't even hear the crack. Such a good song. It's Georgie's Tavern Band. I think it's Georgie Cook and his orchestra. It doesn't say Georgie Cook anywhere, but he recorded for the same record label, and it kind of sounds like a Georgie Cook record, but I'm not sure. But anyway, it's a great record. This has never been on the show before. Out of the piles of 78 RPM polka records that were gifted to me by somebody who said, please get these out of my garage a couple of months ago. Of course, I helped him out. Here's the $1 polka.
I took my girl to a fancy dance in a $1 million hall. The place was grand with a big brass band, but they served no food at all. And so we went to a restaurant where the highbrows congregate. She said she wasn't hungry, but this is what she ate. A lamb chop raw, a plate of slaw, a chicken and a roast. A jumbo course of apple sauce and a soft shell crab on toast. A big beef stew, a lobster too. I began to wipe my collar. When she called for pie, I thought I'd die, for I only had $1. She said, oh Joe, before we go, I would like to drink a toast. I never saw such a toast before, anywhere from coast to coast. I soon found out that without a doubt, she must have an extra tank. She said she wasn't thirsty, but this is what she drank. A whiskey down the highball round that made me shake with fear. A ginger pop with cubes on top and a schooner filled with beer. A glass of ale, a gin cocktail, I was on the verge to holler. When she called for more, I hit the floor, for I only had $1. My face was mild, my heart ran wild, everyone could hear me sigh. I was a wreck when I saw the check with a bouncer standing by. I said, now, Bo, I ain't got no dough, and the joke is all on you. He took me by the collar, and here's what I went through. He tore my clothes, he bust my nose, and he hit me with a pail. He spun me high, and he let me fly, and you should have seen me sail. I had no doubt I'd land way out in the town of Walla Walla. Take a tip, old pal, don't beat this gal when you only got $1.
That one. Georgie's Tavern Band, the $1 polka. That is our 78 of the week, by the way. Everything's great on a 78, even if you do have to line up the big crack in the record and save it. Now, somebody told me that if you get the crack lined up and you put a little drop of glue on the outside edge, it'll prevent that crack from going all the way. I'm going to have to try that. Georgie's Tavern Band with vocal chorus by Bob the Bartender is what it says on the record. I got to set this aside someplace careful. There is no place. I have no... there. You ever have this problem where you run out of flat surface space for anything? I have that problem everywhere I go. Hang on. I think I'm put it way back here on this other counter because I don't want to crack this. I like the record and I want to play the other side one day. Hang on. Let me just put it back here. Okay. There. I've successfully set it on the only flat, empty space in the entire studio. And I'm going to put a little drop of glue on there and see if we can't keep that one alive for about another 70 years, all right? I had a Shimaleski Fun Time Band over here on turntable number two. And I haven't played anything off this album in a long, 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 long time. I don't even know if any tracks from this album have been on the show. But I have a more recent recording by them. Well, it's probably from 10 years ago. Florian gave me a CD that had them doing Running Bear on it. And they did it on this album, which I know was a long time ago because on the record at the bottom, it says also available on 8-track tape. Not anymore. And you look at the picture of the band on here, and everybody's so young. I mean, heck, Florian looks like he's about 37 on here. And Patty's just a little kid. And, of course, now, you know, she's still playing with the Funtime Band. And Patty is running Shimmy Bell Tours. They do cruises and stuff. I'll give him a little plug if you want to check that out. Look up Shimmy Bell Tours, like Shimaleski, like C-H-M. I think it's I-E, though, instead of E-I, which is confusing. But anyway... Just I get that in there. So this is probably their original version of Running Bear. Here's Shimaleski Fun Time.
On the bank of the river, the running bear, running bear. On the other side of the river, stood his papa, Indian maid. Blue and white dog, was it her name? Such a lovely sight to see. Up their tribes fought with each other, so their love could never be. Running bear, little white dove, with a love as the sky. Running bear, long little white dove, with a love that couldn't die. He couldn't swim the raging river, 'cause the river was too wide. He couldn't reach his little white dove, waiting on the other side. No light, he could see her, rolling kisses across the waves. Her little heart was beating faster.
There you go, Shimaleski Fun Time there, Running Bear. And if you're listening to that one in stereo somewhere, that was totally cool how all those fancy trumpet fills were playing in the, was that the left channel, I guess? Well, the singing was in the right channel. If you're listening in mono, you still got to hear all the cool music. It just wasn't coming out of different stuff. Anyway, I like that one too. Got to set that aside again to give that another spin. Shimaleski's there with Running Bear here on Tim's Oompa Hour. It is your old time oldie show. I can't believe that we've only got like 10 minutes left in the show this week. I look at the thing and I'm like, how did that happen? I feel like we just got this sucker started. I'm going to do this little thing, then we're going to come back with our official waltz of the week. So dancers, get ready. and stand by.
Did you know there's a nonprofit organization that's been preserving and promoting polka music for almost five decades? Back in 1968, the International Polka Association was chartered to advance public interest in polka entertainment, including the study of polka music, dancing, and its rich history. The IPA even established the Polka Music Hall of Fame and Museum to honor deserving polka artists who've made significant contributions to the polka music industry. But to take polka music into the future, we need your help. Won't you consider joining the IPA? Your tax-deductible membership will help the IPA bring polka music to an even broader audience. For more information about the IPA, visit www.ipapolkas.com. That's www.ipapolkas.com. You'll also learn about the exciting annual IPA Festival and Convention, the International Polka Association, preserving the music we love.
All right, now I got to get at least a couple more tunes into the show this week. Kind of depends how long these records are. So many records, they don't put the time on them. The disc jockeys hate that when y'all did that back in the olden days, because then we go to play a song, we're trying to fit a show and do an hour, and it's like, do I have time for a song that's how long, and it doesn't say on the record, and we don't know. Anyway, we got to get a waltz in here. I normally don't do the waltz quite this late in the show, but this week, apparently, that's where it is. Are you ready? Marv Herzog, and How Beautiful is Youth? Ooh, it's kind of a sappy one, huh? There you go, dancers. You can relax now. All right, there's Marv Herzog and the band. How Beautiful is Youth? Ooh, sappy one here on Tim Zumpa Hour. It's your old-time oldies show. Glad you're along for another week. I don't think I'm going to get two more songs in here. I just don't think there's that kind of time. We're going to see how it works. I just found this record out in the garage. It's called Let's Have a Mesabi Polka Party. Now, see, we're up in northern Minnesota up in the Iron Range. You know, starts like down by Grand Rapids. It goes up to what, like Aurora and all that way up by the Iron Range. And I've never played anything off this record before. The cellophane is still on it even. It's the is it Menart Orchestra or Menart Orchestra? Menart Orchestra seems right. Anyway, they're from Eveleth, Minnesota, which is right up there on the range, as a matter of fact. Might even be a little further past that now that I think about it. But anyway, and I'm looking, oh, wow, there's a lot of good songs on this one. And I don't know which one I want to play here. Oh, this is from 1977. This is almost a 50-year-old record, too. Wow, it looks like it's brand new. Anyway, if you're from Minnesota and you're hearing this, you may remember Governor Rudy Perpich. And I have the Governor Rudy Perpich's Polka. That is hard to say. Anyway, so it's the Tony Menard Orchestra and a record called Mesabi Polka Party. We're on the Mesaba Iron Range up here. Mesaba, whatever. So for those of you that are listening in like Texas and Florida and out there and got people in California, you have no idea what I'm talking about. But it's a good polka one way or the other. Governor Rudy Perpich's Polka. Yes, it is. And that is Tony Menard. I'm not sure. And his orchestra. Never had that record on the show before, but I'm reading about the band on the back here. And I'm trying. I swear I read somewhere it said he was 18 years old when they made this record. Can that be right? That sounds pretty good for somebody who's 18. Let me see. Tony Menard, only 18 years old. Has been playing for a number of years, it says. And this record's for 1977. So it's like 47 years old. 47, 50, he's like 63 years old now. He's 18 when he made that record. And that is some pretty sloppy math, let me tell you. But that's what I'm coming up with anyway. But you know what? I look at the old clock on the wall. And it says we're about out of time for this one. So I'm rolling the theme song here and starting to put the records away. And getting ready to do it again next week, okay?
I'm getting up when the next door neighbor's sleeping late on a weekend morn. Off to the station with my polka records. I'm what's known as a polka DJ. Turntables, telephones, earphones, and microphones. This is a polka DJ. Requests and dedications, musical sensations, this is a polka DJ.
Tim Zupa Hour is a production of Edwards Broadcast Service and recorded live at our studio in Bovee, Minnesota. Brought to you by the International Polka Association and the World of Accordions Museum. Back to do it again next week. In the meantime, say it with me, stay happy, everybody!